B'tochen for Life, Shir 428, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Ekev. We are discussing the level of tikva, and we explain that tikva just means hope, which means you don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. You hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a person feels the expectation that the Ribbono Shel Olam will help him. And even though this feels like a lower level of bitachon, which it is, because you're not expecting, you're just hoping, but this is the key to developing future bitachon. When a person is able to keep the door open for the Yeshua, like we explain, and maintain tikva, im yirtzeh Hashem, eventually they will see the Yeshua. And one of our listeners reached out and said that they are working on their bitachon, and they did not see the Yeshua yet. So how should they view that? How can a person deal with the disappointment when they had bitachon and they didn't see the Yeshua? So we have to understand that when we're dealing with the lower levels of bitachon, it is not for sure that we will see the Yeshua. Bitachon gets more guaranteed the higher you climb. But again, for a person to jump ahead of themselves and start trying to reach higher levels without solidifying the lower levels, Chas v'shalom, they will not really be holding there, and it can chas v'shalom push them backwards. So it's better to start off with the lower levels, which don't necessarily compel, so to speak, a Yeshua, but they are still a tremendous chus to hopefully see the Yeshua. So let's focus on the level of tikva. If a person has hope for something, and ultimately they do not see the Yeshua, so then we have to take a step back and remind ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam truly knows what is best for us. And even if we think this is best for us, obviously if it didn't happen, this is not best for us. And this is the foundation of all bitachon. But as we explained, a person should try to strive to feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam can and Im Yirtzeh Hashem will save him. But that's for the future, when something didn't happen yet, and we're waiting for something to happen. Even though it seems like it's not going to happen, we should always maintain our level of tikva. But if a person, chas v'shalom, did not see the Yeshua, so then they slide back and say to themselves, obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam felt that this was the best thing, and I accept it with love. Because that's the truth. The Ribbono Shel Olam ultimately knows what's best for us. And when we say what's best for us, we mean it's best for us any way you look at it. If this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam did, then obviously there was no other better way to do it. And just because we convinced ourselves that this is the best way to go, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows better than us. But this is all after a person did not see the Yeshua. But as long as the person can still see the Yeshua, as long as we are holding in the middle of the tzara, even though it seems that it's impossible to see the Yeshua, we always try to maintain levels of tikva, and we will emir to Hashem see higher levels, because as long as there's a possibility of a Yeshua, we maintain tikva. And the schus of maintaining tikva, even though you think there might not be a Yeshua, will emir to Hashem outweigh the midas hadin, and will Emir Tzah Hashem send you the ultimate Yeshua.